Fine. Last night we spoke about what's the definition of chupa. We discussed the different opinions. We had four different opinions. We spoke about how the yichud, the seclusion together, is considered chupa. We said the in bringing the woman hachnasal rishuto into his domain is chupa, which all accomplished nisuin. The badekin, which is covering her with the veil, and then the talit, putting the talit over them or standing under the canopy together, is the other definition of chupa. So tonight we're going to discuss what exactly is yichud according to the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch or Eben HaEzer Siman Nun Hey. Maran paskins explicitly like the Rambam that yichud is the mechanism of chupa, which accomplishes nisuin. So we have to figure out what exactly are we doing when we go to a wedding. They go to the chupa, they do kiddushin with the ring, they read the ketubah, they say the Sheva Berachot, and then what? In the Ashkenazi world, we said yesterday, the Ashkenazim are super machmir. They try to do every single opinion, all five, because there's a fifth one also. The Ashkenazim say when they eat together alone, which is sort of like yichud, but even if there's a maid, if there's a waiter or whatever in there, it's okay. One or two people, it's okay. That's also called chupa. Five opinions. The Ashkenazim try to do all of them. They chaperaim. They try to do it all. But for Sfaradim, in the Middle East, in Morocco, North Africa, they never did this whole business. When you got married, my grandmother was telling me last week, when you got married in your parents' home. That's where, the Khatan's parents' home was where they got married, is where they lived, and that's where they stayed for a week until, you know, the next child got married, and these moved out, and the next ones moved in. So there was no yichud room. They lived there. You do the whole business, and then when everyone leaves, after the whole chuppah and happiness ceremony, so then you have yichud. But you don't do it right away during the wedding. Ashkenazim, they have this yichud room. After they break the glass, they run out of the chuppah. Everyone dances them, right? The asher bara and everything. They dance them out of the hall and into a yichud room where they close the door, lock it, two edim are there, and everybody dances around, bangs on the doors, runs away, davens mincha ravit, whatever it is. That's what they do. So Sfaradim, it's not really what they used to do. But nowadays you go to a Sephardi wedding and you see, oh, he picked up the bride, took her, ran with her to the yichud room. And he's Persian and she's Persian. What's going on here? So what are they thinking? So we have to figure out what exactly is going on. So the Ashkenazim tried to do all of them. He said, the Sephardim said the minhag was never like that. But maybe we should make that the minhag. Because the Rambam says, yichud is the chupa. The Ashkenazim say back to the Sephardim, if you hold that the yichud is the chupa, how can you have a whole chupa ceremony? How can you say Sheva Berachot right now, and 8 hours later when you go home after the wedding, that's when you have Yichud? It's a huge hefsek. The Re'eim, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, one of the great, great poskim, is a Sfaradi also, said that they used to meritzin at a chatan at a kala l'chupa. You rush them to the Yichud room, so that they can immediately be secluded together, so there shouldn't be a hefsek. So Rav Avadia says back, do you mean to tell me that if the chatan is standing under the chuppah, he can't utter a word because it's a hefsek? You mean to tell me you have to rush out? So my Rebbe Harav Shachter says, yes, you do have to rush out and don't talk. No problem. That's how it works. Which is why, we'll go a little bit further first for a second. Another problem is, even if you tell me that you can make it so far in advance, you can make it far in advance, 8 hours is a very long time. And if you're not going to tell me it's not a hefsek, maybe 1 hour, 2 hours. This is like a whole ceremony, a whole dinner, a whole whatever, until they get to their apartment or hotel. It's going to be like 1 in the morning. And now it's six in the evening. That's a very, very long amount of time. Even if you want to tell me like you can get away with a little bit of extra time in between, isn't this a little bit extreme? So Rav Avadia says back to that, and no, we have such precedent for this in halacha. In some cases, you're allowed to recite Sheva Brachot days after the wedding, so you can also recite it some period of time before. And the most difficult question of them all is, how in the world, if you're telling me that they're not married yet, the Ashkenazim asks on the Sfaradim, can they have a wedding meal, they can spend and say Sheva Brachot as if it's the first day of their marriage? They're not married yet. They're going to go home later. So what is this that you were telling me that they're married now, and they're not married, but they're going to do it later, but you're celebrating already? How does that work? So to that, Rav Avadia says, really, the minhag is not like the Rambam, and not like the Shulchan Aruch. With respect to this, we rely on the fact that we had a talit, And for this, we'll say the minhag was to use a talit, and that talit counts as chupa, so that you can get out of this question. So, you do both. When they go home together, they're going to have yichud anyway. We don't do the yichud room. The Rav Avadia is super anti-yichud room. That's the minhag of the Sfaradim. Nobody can argue what the minhag was. The question is, should we be machmir for this Rambam and the Ashkenazim to be have no hefsek, or should we do it later on? You also have a question of Edim, seeing them. No one sees them go to the apartment together. So it's all these different problems lead many to say Rav Avadia's approach is difficult. Because you have to try to figure out these dachuk answers to every single question. Many say it's not worth relying on this, and you should have a yichud room. Harav Ben Chaim Paskins, you should have a yichud room at your wedding. Many say back, what are you doing? You're being motzi laz. You're relenting on all your customs, your Sephardic heritage for to be like Ashkenazim. Who do you think you are? So, the Sephardic, just because a little bit of peer pressure, this is what everybody does. You have to be like everybody else. Well, you have a rich heritage that you're coming from. You should respect it and honor it and be proud of it. Be confident in what you're doing is right and don't run away. And do like the Ashkenazim do. But given the fact that it is very difficult, Harav Shechter, for example, prefers not to, when he goes to a Sfaradi wedding and he knows there's not going to be a Yichud room, he prefers not to recite Sheva Berachot under the chuppah. Because what are they doing now? One of my friends got married on a Sunday afternoon. It was like a 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock wedding. Harav Shechter was Misader Kiddushin. He didn't recite a single one of the Sheva Berachot because they're not married yet. What do you want me to do? But the thing is, came Birkat HaMazon, he was still there. And one of the Chatan's brothers was going around with a microphone, giving each person who was there one of the Sheva Berachot. So he went over to Rav Shechter with the microphone and said, Kod HaRav. He didn't say it, but he gave it to the Rav. So Rav Shechter took the microphone and said, Sos Tasis, Tagel HaKara. After... Huh? But they hold Yichud. So what are you doing? So afterwards, three Talmidim, myself included, ran over to the Rebbe and were like, what do you mean? The entire year we were in Ketubot, you were screaming Rav Avadia is wrong. 3-4 times he screamed Rav Avadia is wrong. He says it's totally incorrect, whatever. Right now you just did it. What are you doing? So the pshat is he didn't want to embarrass anybody. He didn't want to embarrass him. He was relying on Rav Avadia. It's worth it not to embarrass the Chatan's brother who gave him the microphone. It was worth it not to embarrass the Chatan's brother. All in all, we have a machloket. Rav Avadia, Chacham Etzion Abashao, many Sfaradi Gedolim are anti Yichud Room, especially because the whole concept is disgusting. It's so inappropriate. The Chatan and Chala are going to go do whatever they do in a room, and everyone outside is talking about it or thinking about it. And you're just being Gorem Hirurim Raim. What's the point of this? The thing is, that's very subjective, because some people are more mature, other people are less mature. So I'm like, oh, one Rosh Hashiva writes, I was outside the Yichud room, I heard Bacharim saying bad things, it's Asur, you can't do this. Okay, Chazak Baruch, so you found a couple bad Bacharim. But that doesn't mean everybody's so bad. So that's a kind of difficult claim as well. All in all, you have some Ashkenazim, some Sfaradim who for peer pressure, to be like everybody else, or because they want to have a Yichud room, do a Yichud room, peer pressure meaning from the Rabbanim or from their friends. I remember when I began dating, I met with a Shadchan. It was quite the dramatic experience. I had many, many complaints about what the Shadchan told me. One of the things that she told me was, what are you looking for? I said, I just want the person I married to know. So I'm going to be a Sfaradi home. We follow Sfaradi halacha. So she said, what changes because you have a Sfaradi home? I said, first of all, how she covers her hair. Second of all, and there's no Yichud room at my wedding. She's like, no, you have to have a Yichud room. Because it's such a hard day, it's such an emotional day, a girl just wants to freshen up, she needs to just have a few minutes to relax. I'm like, okay, so she just, I don't have to come in, she can stay inside and relax, what do I have to come in for? So I was really not a fan of what this lady told me. Huh? We'll get there. At the very end we'll talk about practically what to do. But now let's discuss for a second, one of Rav Avadia's ta'anot back, in addition to the fact that it's inappropriate, is that once you do that yichud room, what remains of the options to do nisuin? Nothing. You literally checked off everything. So at this point in time, if you ask any Rishon in Shamayim, he's going to tell you you're married. And this woman is walking around without her hair covered. Now you have a major problem. Kisui Rosh. You literally just chucked yourself into a Nisur Deoraita of not covering your hair. Is it really worth it to be Machmir for that when you end up hurting yourself in a different way? So we have to understand, when does a woman have to cover her hair? There's nowhere in the Torah does it say Isha Nisua. You have to. There's a machlok at Achronim, in fact, about when the what the starting point is for women to cover her hair. Because there's a Mishnah in Ketubot. Oh, even Pnuyot, even Pnuyot. That was a minhag. That's not a din. The Rambam holds that way also, but we don't hold that.
When they're married already, they still have their hair
at home, but not outside.
No, even in the wedding.
Yeah. But why? The question is why? Why is that okay? According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, from the moment you have Kiddushin, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, from the moment you have Kiddushin, you have to cover your hair. Meaning, she has to come to the chuppah with a sheitel. Because you can't get away with it any other way. Huh? Yeah, it's probably very easy. But then what was the point of making your hair and spending all that money? I'll do it on the sheitel. Okay, that way you always have a ready-made sheitel. Okay, fine. Whatever it is. Okay, so that's because Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu holds like Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Or they just didn't want to.
Or because they didn't want to handle it, yeah. But Rav Mordechai Eliyahu holds like that, and if one holds like Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, he has to worry about that shita. If one gets married. But in fact, there's a four-way machloket. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu say, from the Kiddushin. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, from the chuppah. The moment the chuppah is over, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul says, the moment you put the talit on her head, which means all three of those opinions, basically, you have to cover from the beginning. And Rav Avadia says, what are you talking about? Yichud. We hold Ikar Nisuin is Yichud. So you have to do it from Yichud and on. So therefore, Rav Avadia says you have this big problem. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held that way as well. And now you have to figure out what in the world is going on in every Ashkenazi wedding in the world that the Kala is not covering her hair. So quickly we'll run through this and then we'll move on to the final points. Bezat Hashem, I know it's late, sorry. So quickly we'll run through this. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted famously, Be'al Peh, not Bechtav, Be'al Peh as saying, that as long as she's wearing her gown, this is based on the Mishnah Ketubot, the first parak, second parak, first Mishnah, of Yotzot Piruot Rosh, over there, depending on how you read the Mishnah, it's all these shitas. Rav Moshe says, as long as she's wearing her gown, Hinuma Berosha, she has a shame betula. And as long as she has a shame betula, that is the chiyuv of covering her hair does not yet apply. Once she takes off her gown, we give her a shame bi'ula, and that's it. So as long as she's at the wedding, until she changes at the end of the wedding, if she changes in the wedding hall, or if she changes when they get back to wherever they're going next, she'll have to cover her hair from then on in public. Big nafkamina. The thing is, like, Rav Moshe never wrote this down. So I called Rabbi Schubert from Hank, the foreman Ahel of Hank, Rebbe of mine. I asked Rabbi Schubert if he didn't know about this psak, because nobody wrote it down. He said, at my wedding, the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Moshe, asked my wife, do you have a minhag in your family about this? He was very mechaved minhagim, and for them the wife's side for some reason. And when my wife said no, the Rosh Hashiva said, okay, as long as she's wearing her levush, she doesn't have to cover her hair. That was Rav Moshe's thing. The thing is, that why didn't anybody write this down? I searched very hard, and I found one time it was printed, B'Shem Rav Moshe, in a pre-publication edition of Chelek Tet, of Igorot Moshe, which was distributed at a Tendler granddaughter wedding, this teshuvah was printed. Why wasn't it printed in the real Chelek Tet? So I met Rav Tendler's son last Shabbat Chazon, and he told me this. He said, Rav David Feinstein knew that this teshuvah would cause such a ruckus amongst the Hasidic Rebbe's, he would get a phone call every night from a different Hasidic Rebbe. So he said, if we decide not to print it, we'll let it be a Shemua and not be Bichdav. That way no one will complain about it. And they're probably machmir for the Rabbi Akiva Eger to cover from the beginning. Yeah, yeah. But if you're Litvish, so then you can get away with this Rav Moshe. So okay, that was the covering your hair thing. So, okay, so that's probably a Rav Eliyahu thing. If they're Sephardi, they probably weren't Rav Eliyahu, that's why. Fine. Finally, let's just discuss nowadays. What do you do exactly? The three points on nowadays. Fake Yichud Room. Actually, we discussed one of these already. So it's really just two more points. So fake Yichud Room. Oftentimes, you have a couple who says, okay, we won't do a real Yichud Room. Yichud means being secluded in a way that no one's going to walk in. Door's closed, door's locked, whatever. We'll leave the door unlocked. We'll leave the door open. We'll leave a katan in the room. And whatever it is. So the thing is, if you look in Rav Yitzchak Yosef Sfarim, he quotes a teshuvah from Rav Avadia, basically word for word, on a different topic that's related to these sugyot of chuppah. Chuppat almana, nida, whatever. And Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, based on Rav Avadia's approach, the Rambam doesn't really require yichud ha-ra'ui leviyah for a betulah. In fact, yichud she'eno ra'ui leviyah also works for a betulah. Yichud HaRavi Leviyah means that it's enough time and the parameters are correct that they could be together, potentially. Whereas Yichud She'en HaRavi Leviyah means the door is open, the door is closed, it's not halachic Yichud. Once you say it's not halachic Yichud, that means a fake Yichud room is just as good. Rav Yitzchak Yosef holds that way. Rav Yitzchak Yosef says that. The thing is, it seems like one would say that HaRav Avadya also, Rafael, Chacham Abdullah Zadeh, one second, almost done. So Rav Yitzchak Yosef seems to say, b'shem his father, he's literally quoting a Yavi Omer, almost a paragraph after paragraph, as his basis. So maybe Rav Avadya also says that a Yichud room, a fake Yichud room, is just as good, meaning it's just as bad. That it also works, and it accomplishes the same problems, covering your hair, and Yichud room, whatever, fine. So I had this problem. Ezra Dweck is Rav Avadya's great-grandson. He was in YU, and he told me this story. He said that at his parents' wedding, Rav Yosef Dweck and Rabbanit Bar Shalom's daughter, they had a fake Yichud room. And who was the person sitting inside the Yichud room while they were there? Rav Avadya was sitting there learning Gemara. And when they got into the Yichud room, they didn't know what to do. Because he's learning. We don't want to talk. We don't want to interrupt him. We don't want to distract him. So they just stood there awkwardly. And then they left. So that's the way I remember Ezra telling me the story. So the pshat is, that Teshuvah Yabi Omer was a limud, was a not really on our case. Ikar halacha is yichud hara'ui lebi'ah. In the case he was talking about was nisur derabanan, a finishing chupa on Shabbat, chupa almana, it's not for now, but doesn't change the regular halacha. That was a kula he thought. It's not really the pshat in the Rambam, and therefore the halacha, we won't follow it. According to Rav Avadya, then one could have a fake yichud room and not have to cover her hair. You have the other problems of being motilas and being indecent and whatever, but you still don't have the covering your hair problem. So that's two ways out of the covering your hair thing, either of Moshe or fake Yichud room. Now finally, an Eitzah that worked for me, Maaseh Shahaya, Maaseh Katan, not Maaseh Rav, was that at my wedding in Greenwich Synagogue, the Yichud room in Greenwich Synagogue is out of the shul, up the steps, to the right, across from the Beit Midrash, where they have Minyan during the week. Right across there is the Yichud room. It's just an unmarked door. And it's just a room with a bathroom and whatever. So at my wedding, we danced out of the shul. We went up the stairs. We made a right. We went to the Yichud room, opened the door. My wife went in. And then we closed the door. And we kept dancing. And it was very nice. Baruch Hashem. And if we didn't, we kept dancing. We didn't have Yichud. My friends and I kept dancing outside of the Yichud room. My wife went inside and she had a few minutes off. So, Maaseh Shahaya, Maaseh Ra. Huh? I told her that. I told her that, and that's what I did. That's what I did. So it works. It works. So you have to obviously make sure. And the Maaseh, though, one has to always be careful when it comes to these things. It's always so sensitive, especially if your Meshadin or Ben Chaim says to do it. You have to be careful if you want to be Machmir against your Rebbe. That's itself an Isur, to be Machmir negative your Rav. And also Rav Ezra Batsri, who is a alumnus of Parat Yosef, Dayan in Yerushalayim, senior Dayan in Yerushalayim, writes, we spoke about this a few weeks ago already, that whatever the Mesader Kiddushin says to do, you submit to his decision. It's better than having machloket. These people are going to be your in-laws for life, Be'ezrat Hashem, and you shouldn't have to start fights over it, a few minhagim, a few halachot. Let the Mesader Kiddushin figure out what to do. Be'ezrat Hashem, all of you guys, you're making time in your summer on a fun summer night to learn Torah, Shavi Zochet, have a kosher wedding with Mehadrin the Mehadrin, and a wife who covers her hair, the Mehadrin the Mehadrin. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen V'Amen. Okay.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. The Edim saw her going up. Hinuma it's her veil. Rashi says, I think.
It's her veil. So what
did How does he read that Mishnah?
He reads that it's.
I think it means before Kiddushin, maybe. I have to double check. This is a Yichavedat. I think it's in like Chelik, Hey Siman Samech Bet. If you look over there, Yichavedat Chelik Hey Samech Bet. He discusses this with Kiveger and disagrees with him. But I don't remember exactly how he reads the Mishnah. Rav Moshe also, I think I struggle to read. I think he means that the Mishnah is that she's going out b'hinuma, as long as she's wearing it, that's considered, we know that she's a bitula. So you see, as long as her hair is uncovered, mamash, her hair is on her shoulders, depending on how you read the Mishnah, so therefore you see that she didn't cover her hair, and she was a nisua bitula, and that was okay. Anyway, okay, chazak baruch. Any other questions? No? Stop. Baruch, yeah, okay.